have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world. When you hit that play button, so glad you did. You're in the right place at the right time for creating the life you would love to live. Welcome in. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, where we do talk about, hey, helping you make the move, make the quantum leap from where you are to where you want to be, whether it's in your personal life, in your small business, in your corporate environment, on a corporate team as either the leader in the C-suite or somewhere else in the organization. We can all have an impact in this world. We can all influence the greater good. And that's what this is all about, personal, professional, and leadership development. Right here, you find a tremendous value that you're not paying for. You should pay for it. Send me some money. But no, I put this out there, tongue-in-cheek, kidding aside. You know, I put a lot of value out there. And I said the last episode, I said, hey, it's really a fact that people in general place little to no value on that which they receive for free. So don't do that here. It's not allowed. Put tremendous value on the information I shared with you. I've spent a lifetime studying this stuff, applying it, improving it in my own life. So we've been talking the last couple episodes about imagination, assumption, and feeling equal manifestation. And in a lot of episodes over the last 5 years, I've talked about thoughts plus feelings plus actions equals results. And that's true. Both equations are true. I want to take this to another level, though. I want to talk about imagination, assumption, and feeling, thoughts, feelings, actions, all those elements equaling consciousness put together in a certain way. And you hear me talk about a certain way a lot, but putting these things together in a certain way and being aware of how they work with each other to create what shows up in our lives. So when we're aware of these things, when we're aware of how we use our imagination and use it deliberately and intentionally, when we work with the law of assumption, we'll talk a little bit more about that today, and we pay attention to our feelings and our emotional state, these elements, we have to be aware of these elements, are all contributing elements to our consciousness. So consciousness is awareness that, hey, I am. I think. I am in control of my thoughts. And you may think this sounds really elementary, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't, because we can go deeper and deeper and peel back the onion skin to layer after layer after layer. But most people don't get this. Most people are unaware. They're walking around unconscious, maybe competently, maybe very incompetently. Incompetently, what's the right word? Anyway, you know what I mean. So are you walking around consciously aware of your thoughts, your feelings, the words, what's going on in your reasoning mind? How you're sorting through, how you're filtering the input and data, where you're selecting data from to make choices and decisions. How are you using the power of your imagination to create your world? Consciousness is first cause in what's showing up in your life. Now, we went beyond that. We went back of that. We went deeper than that a few episodes ago, talking about some of the laws that precede the law of attraction. And one of the, you know, just the givens is energy is unconditioned substance as energy is. All right. That's like it. That's like all. Right. And you can label it, call it whatever you, if you find the need to do that, call it whatever you will. But energy is. And then it is through the process of being aware of our consciousness that we mold and shape and condition this unconditioned energy that's always flowing, always on. We're made of it, and it's flowing to and through us, and it's just, we're immersed in it. And no, you don't see it. Often you can feel it, but you don't see it. People say, well, you know, is it real? Is this energy real? Well, it's what lives you. It's what breathes you. And denying it would be like the fish swimming in the lake or the ocean saying, what water? What do you mean water? I don't see any water. You know, that's what consciousness is all about. And these are elements that I've been sharing with you. I share in every element. These are all elements of consciousness, because when we talk about first cause, there's a few elements here. Yeah, it's the energy we're immersed in, and then we go about conditioning it. But how do we condition it? Remember, I talked about last week that quote from Neville that said, man's chief delusion is to think that, I don't have it in front of me this week, but is to think that what's showing up in our world is a result of things that are going on around us and outside of us. And that's just, you know, that's just not the case. What's showing up is a product of our consciousness. So it includes the imagination, the desire, the assumption. What are we wrapping our feeling around, our emotions around? Because that's what's going to show up in our world, in our physical experience. So what's this assumption part? Well, we build this whole thing out, what we want to experience. And again, this, it works the same way. You can argue with me all you want. Call me. Let's get on the phone. Let's have an argument. No, I don't like to argue with people, but I just want you to move to a place of clarity where you see that, hey, whether we're talking in the corporate environment, at the small business, or you as an individual, it works the same way. It works the same way. We have to be aware of and conscious of the elements that produce an effect, or the results that are showing up, or our life experience, or the desires of our hearts, or our dreams, our wishes, our aspirations, our corporate goals. Call them whatever you will. But we have to look at the elements of causation. So we talked about imagination, building it out, being specific, crystallizing our thinking, getting that picture of how exactly everything looks, how we want it to be, the results we want to experience, the dream that we want to achieve and live in, right? And we move into the feeling of it. We're feeling it real. We have to move into the emotional state of the dream, the wish, the desire, the goal fulfilled. And that's the assumption part. And I share a lot from Neville Goddard and the law of assumption. He's just saying, hey, move into it. Move into it 100%. Move fully into it. You cannot stop and question, hey, is it here? You just have to be in that state of I am that I am. Here it is. I built it out in my imagination. I built this house in consciousness. I built this state in consciousness. I designed the desires of my heart in such a way that I know how everything looks. And now, with the power of assumption, I'm moving in. I am just going to go about my life assuming everything is true right here and now in my world. In my world, in my experience, in my thoughts, in my words, in my actions, I am moving in, and I am assuming the reality of what I deliberately and intentionally created using the power of my imagination and my consciousness. Consciousness is the one reality, one causation that we look to for what's showing up in our world. Let me share a little bit more in Neville for you. In Power of Awareness in Chapter 2, his Chapter 2 is actually titled Consciousness. And he says, it's only by change of consciousness, by actually changing your concept of yourself, that you can, and he often goes to scripture here. He's a metaphysician that goes beyond, even beyond metaphysics. He goes deeper, well, way deeper into the words and what do the words really mean. And he pulls from different wisdom teachers and wisdom writings. And he quotes here, build more stately mansions, but he knows that we're talking about. And he says what we're talking about is the manifestations of higher and higher concepts. And then parentheses, he says, by manifesting is meant experiencing the results of these concepts in your world. So if manifesting and manifestation is new to you, we're talking about moving from the non-visible, the invisible world of your imagination, moving the desires of your heart that you built there in that invisible place, and moving them into the visible world of form. That's the building of more stately mansions, the manifestations of higher and higher concepts, concepts of yourself and the life you would love to live. He says it is of vital importance to understand clearly just what consciousness is. And he says the reason for this lies in the fact that consciousness is the one and only reality. It is the first and only cause substance of the phenomena of life. Nothing has existence for man save through the consciousness that he has of it. Therefore, it is to consciousness you must turn, for it is the only foundation on which the phenomena of life can be explained. And he goes on and he says, in other words, if your consciousness is the only reality, it must also be the only substance. Consequently, what appears to you as circumstances, conditions, and even material objects is really only the product of your own consciousness. So you don't exist separately from it. And this is why so many people experience things that they don't want to experience, is they don't grasp, again, back to, you might think it sounds simple and elementary, but so many people don't grasp this, don't know this, that my consciousness is the only reality in producing what shows up in my visible world. So when they don't realize this, they're thinking thoughts. Remember, I throw it out there almost every episode. We're thinking 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day. Most of those thoughts are the same thoughts we had yesterday. Most of those thoughts are rooted in worry, doubt, fear, lack, limitation, not enough, and on it goes. And based on the input from the world around us, from the TV, from the news, from the radio, the newspapers, the magazines, what somebody said at the store, what the group speak is, what race consciousness is saying and has conditioned into the individual, and that's the basis for all the choices and decisions throughout the day. The pictures that are formed in our mind, the consciousness that they hold on to, unconsciously, perhaps, and what happens. If we would take these words that I shared with you earlier, that consciousness is the real and only causation. Well, there's a whole lot of people out there walking around not realizing that they're creating the world that they're living in by their unconscious, or their unawareness of their conscious thoughts, producing outer form. So you have that advantage. You're listening to this, and I've proven this over and over and over again in my life, and so have the people that I've worked with. In fact, I had a lady showed up over the weekend, she just texted. She said, how about a visit and a hug real quick and a selfie with one of your most successful mentees? She had been involved in a very, very successful law practice and just went through, worked with me for 6 months and just said, you know what? I can do this thing. I'm creating my world. And she designed it in consciousness. She designed it using the power of imagination. She walked away from her career, bought an RV, and is now cruising the country and stopped by for that selfie and the hug. She designed it in her mind. She made it happen and super proud of her. And she said, you know, tell everybody about this. I said, well, I do, but, you know, very few people reach out, make an appointment and call. She goes, tell them they got to do this. And so, well, there you have it. Got it done. But, you know, you have to grasp these ideas. You can't, if you just have that area of doubt that, oh, that's all that airy-fairy BS New Age stuff. Just let go of that. That has nothing to do. There's no airy-fairy. This has been proven since really the beginning of time, going back to even the Greek philosophers. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. The heart is metaphysically often referred to as the subconscious mind, where we're designing and intentionally and deliberately storing the ideas of the life we would love to live. What does it look like? We don't base this on what's showing up in the world around us from on that input, that most of that input coming at us, bombarding us, and looking at that and saying that's cause. That's what Neville was talking about when he said man's chief delusion is thinking that everything comes out of that. So these elements of imagination, these elements of assuming, these elements of moving into the emotional state, the feeling state, are what you really have to grab hold of and say, okay, it's not enough. It's not enough. Excuse me here one second. It's not enough just to build out in my imagination the life I would love to live. I have to move in. I have to assume everything about the dream I designed is real right here and right now, and I am moving into it. This and every aspect of it, you have to work with the law of specificity here. How do you look? How are you showing up? How are you carrying yourself? Are you holding your head high, your shoulders back, walking around with confidence, walking around in a state of joy because you are living inside your dream now? How are you doing this? This is corporate culture in the corporate environment. And this has to trickle down. We have to do this with every employee in the whole company. What is your vision and your mission? It starts there. That's really your design platform, right? And everybody has to move into this. This is our vision. This is what we are creating here, our mission. This is why we show up. This is what it's all about, right? And hopefully if you hired right, everybody bought into that mission. Well, it goes beyond that. Everybody's got to move in. All right. That's a whole nother talk and a whole nother show. We'll get into that. Or call me. You know, I'll come in. We'll do some personal productivity training, corporate culture training, and all that stuff. But whatever it is in your life that you want to experience, don't skip over the assumption part. You have to move in. Write it out. Work on your self-image. Record your self-image. Get a loop player. You can get a free app that just plays your image, the story of your life that you're creating over and over and over again to help you move into it. And I left off the last episode saying we're going to talk a little bit more about this affirmative conditioning. And that's really just writing out your affirmative statements that are reinforcing the state you're assuming, what you want to experience in your life, your desires, and your self-image. So you're going to write that statement out. You're going to write your story out. You're going to write your play, and you're going to record it, and you're going to listen to it over and over and over again. You're forming affirmative statements around it for you to carry with you through the day. I'm so happy and grateful. I am now a successful, and then fill in the blanks, whatever it is that, you know, is on the goal list, whatever it is that you want to change and experience in your visible world of form. Write a bunch of affirmations on that. So anytime you catch yourself drifting, going back to old thoughts of lack and limitation and worry, doubt, and fear, and I can't, and any of that old stuff that shows up as or what used to be a truth that you bought into that's you realize is really no longer true for you, it's really false, grab those affirmations. Those affirmations help you to sustain the state, the assumptive state of the wish fulfilled, the dream fulfilled. And by using affirmative statements over and over and over and over and over again, we're conditioning our subconscious mind. That's where the programs live. That's where the paradigms live. That's where the patterns for all of our behavior, the actions we take, the word tracks that we use, they all live in the subconscious mind. And those affirmative statements are conditioning that subconscious mind in a positive way for us to be supportive of everything that we want to show up in our life. So don't neglect any of these elements, okay? Don't neglect them. Do these affirmative statements. It is the constant spaced repetition of your affirmative statements, your affirmative self-image, your supportive image of the life you would love to live, the design statements of the life you would love to live, the assuming of the life you would love to live, and keeping these front and center, moving into the energy of your story day in and day out. Spaced repetition is the way we retain and hold on to all this stuff. That's why I love doing podcasts, because you can rewind, you can hit the button, listen to it again and again and again, and you should. You know, that's the reason why the spaced repetition. I was explaining this to a prospect I was talking to about one of our corporate programs, and I let them know that spaced repetition is based into every program that we facilitate. And it was like, well, tell me more about that. I'm curious about that. I go, spaced repetition is really simple. It's why you know the words to all your favorite songs. Because you're cruising around in your car and you played the song. It came on the radio. It played over and over and over again. You cranked it up. You love the song so much. Maybe you went out and you downloaded it, or, you know, back in the day, bought the CD or bought the cassette tape or whatever you did when you were younger, and you played it over and over and over and over and over again. And by playing it over and over again, hearing it over and over again, singing along with it over and over again, it was drilled into your subconscious mind. And I'm amazed myself at, you know, some of the songs that will come out, and say, man, I haven't heard that thing in 30 years, but I can nail it word for word, you know? And that's why spaced repetition is so important. Spaced repetition of the state you're assuming, the feeling tone of that state, the emotional feelings that go along with the dream, the goal being fulfilled. So important. You have to be immersed in more than immersed, saturated and wrapped in the emotional state and the feeling state. That's how you just assume it. And then every, you know, part of assumption too is that every decision you make, every word you speak, every thought you think has to come out of your living. You assume the state of that person living right now in this present moment, in the dream fulfilled, in the goal accomplished, right? So everything, this is not just holding on to a picture you created in the imagination. We're going to talk more about the law of assumption moving forward. We'll look more at the power of awareness from Neville Goddard. In fact, this chapter 3 is the power of assumption. That's where that quote is. It says, man's chief delusion is his conviction that there are causes other than his own state of consciousness. And that's what we're talking about. So you're moving into, you're assuming the state and everything, every thought, every word, every action, and then running every feeling and emotion through that filter to make sure it's an alignment. I'm living this now. And you may say, well, that's a stretch. Well, not if you really want to experience that. You assume it right now in everything that you do is supporting that. And that's why I'm way over. I gotta knock this off. But that's why you see so many people that fail in this, because what they do is they back out of it and they're checking, they're keeping score. Where is it? I don't see it. You just blew it. You can't do that. You have to assume everything about your life is now in this state. You're assuming it real. More about that next show. We are way over time. Successappointment.com gets you on my calendar. Whether it's for you as an individual, small business, corporation, looking for personal, professional leadership development, let's have a conversation. Successappointment.com. Don't put it off any longer. Reach out. Let's talk. For now, hey, that's it. We'll see you next show. This is Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen Jake is mine, and you've been listening to the Genesis Frequency. I wish for you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.